Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Silvest, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. These numbers on the economy that we seem to get all the time, this is the big influence on the Fed and what they do, isn't it?
It is. You know, the first one was Friday's jobs numbers, and those came in a little bit better than expected. And certainly when you comb through all the details, you can pick out something to be very happy about and something to be very disappointed about. But I think the Fed really is focused much more on inflation, and we get those numbers here a little bit later this morning. The expectation is that the core rate comes down a little bit, and the core rate excludes food and energy, which nobody uses. But when you do include food and energy, you'll see inflation probably pick up a little bit, and it should come as no surprise to anybody that's been to the grocery store or the gas pump in the last few weeks.
What about what the Fed chairman says in front of Congress? How much does that sway things?
It really didn't. It's really more for show. It's political points by those that are quizzing him. There really wasn't much that came out of that was new and different and something that the markets grabbed a hold of. The only comment really was, you know, we're still looking at the data, and if we continue to see the data trends the way they've been going, we should be able to cut rates sometime this year. And that certainly has been built into the market now for quite some time. It's just a matter of how many cuts are expected by the market. We came into the year expecting 6 cuts, so that would have been 1.5%. We're down to about 2-3 right now. And if the inflation data comes in a little higher than expectations, maybe that flips around to no cuts this year, and maybe even still higher rates if that persists into the summer months.
Is 2% still the magic number? Is that the Fed's target?
That is the Fed's target, and that's a number that I think I created out of thin air. There's really no research behind it saying, okay, this from a long-term perspective is what makes sense. I think if you look back to the historical data of inflation going back as far as the Fed has it calculated, and I want to say it's back to the 1910s, 1920s, inflation's run historically at about a 2-2.5% clip. So that may be about the only point that makes sense as far as a historical norm. But again, we're in a very different environment. We've been coming off of a zero interest rate environment from 2008 until just last year. 5% seems to be a good average. Again, going back to history, the 10-year yield has averaged about 5-5.5% over that entire span. So there's it can be argued that rates should be right where they are right now, and there's really not a good economic reason to be cutting rates here.
All you have to do is go to the grocery store, go to a restaurant, and you don't feel like the economy's getting better. But I guess if the Fed lowers rates, that should help the average consumer, shouldn't it?
Not necessarily. You know, because if they raise, let's take the flip side of that for a second. If the Fed raises rates, does that stop you from going to the grocery store, stop you from going to a restaurant? Probably not. What's going to have an impact is if you lose your job. That will have an impact on whether you decide to go out to the restaurant or the movie house. And I'm not sure that interest rates coming down is going to help food prices either. You know, there's a lot of inputs that go into that. It will help the manufacturing side. Maybe it will help the housing side a little bit. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of issues going on around the service side of the economy, and certainly farm prices, et cetera. Commodity prices have picked up about 5% from the beginning part of the year. So, again, putting that into the model would argue that inflation stays kind of where it's at, and that's not a comfortable feeling for many consumers.
And in the stock market, a lot of the focus has been on the tech stocks and the so-called Magnificent Seven, but the small stocks are doing all right, aren't they?
They finally have gotten some interest. And actually, when you take a look a little bit longer term, since maybe just after Halloween or so, small stocks have kept pace now with large U.S. stocks. And I think many people would be surprised by that, but it's been kind of a stealth rally, if you will, in small stocks. They've been so far below radar for so long, they've actually been picking up here. And I think investors are starting to recognize that there is some value in the smaller stocks. They've been neglected for a very long time. So you can find some very interesting companies, sectors, that should do well going forward, given the fact that they have been depressed for so long. They should be rallying for a while yet.
Do you find it interesting that the stock market has done so well, and that means for many, the retirement funds are looking up, but they're still, all you have to do is look at any poll, and Americans are not feeling great about the economy.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what we talked about earlier in the inflation data. You know, again, when you're going to the grocery store, you're going to the gas pump, you're noticing those prices tick up. And so what you're getting in the way of wage gains, and the wage gains have been good. They've been in the 4% range, and historically that's very good. But that's getting taken away by those higher prices. So net-net, you're not really feeling any better than you were 6 months ago. You're not really getting that far ahead. And I think that has more of a psychological impact on consumers than your 401k balance, because it's not something that you're going to be able to spend necessarily until you get into retirement or much later on in the years.
Yeah, you want to feel good, just don't go to the grocery store, don't go to a restaurant, don't fill up your car with gas.
Just stay at home and listen to the radio.
Always good advice from Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest. Have a good one, Paul. Thank you.
Take care.